Has Formlab solved 3D printing's post-processing problem? When 3D printing technology started going mainstream, which was around the time people started talking enthusiastically about additive manufacturing, there was a belief that, eventually, all we'd need to do is press a few buttons to get freshly printed, finished products. Unfortunately, as often happens with novel technology, the reality turned out to be more complicated. Post-processing of 3D printed parts has been gaining more attention in recent years as manufacturers come to recognize the effort and cost required to get parts ready for market. Now, Formlabs is aiming to revive the dream of easy 3D printing with a new post-processing system called Fuse Blast. Announced at this year's Formnext, the system is designed to reduce labor and overhead costs by automating part cleaning and polishing for selective laser sintering, SLS. According to the company, Formlabs Fuse 1 series of 3D printers account for almost half of all the powder bed fusion, PVF, machines sold worldwide since the Fuse 1 launched in 2020. Formlabs also claims its new system can reduce post-processing time by 80%, delivering finished parts in as little as 15 minutes. Taken together, these claims suggest that Fuse Blast should make a big splash on the global SLS ecosystem. So, how does it actually work? Essentially, the Fuse Blast system consists of an automatic tumbler and inline ionizer, which means it can remove semi-sintered and loose powder and prevent dust from resettling on parts once they're cleaned. It also includes pre-programmed settings for multi-material cycles and specialty materials. A setting for nylon 12 GF powder, for example, is designed to remove strong surface armor, while the delicate option is designed for a gentler tumble cycle. The Fuse Blast polishing system is an optional upgrade that provides a semi-gloss finish to parts to make them smooth, scuff-resistant, and dye-ready. Combined with our newest software updates, we're continuing to streamline the SLS 3D printing process so Formlabs users can print high-quality parts faster, said David Lakatos, Chief Product Officer at Formlabs, in a press release. According to the press release, Fuse series software updates include a 30% increase in print speeds for nylon 12 powder on Fuse 1 plus 30 watts printers, improved packing algorithm for better packing density, reducing powder waste by an average of 42%, better part resolution for nylon 12 powder on the Fuse 1 plus 30 watts to create thin walls, pins, struts, and embossed text. Early users are already singing their praises for Fuse Blast, such as Chris Hawk, operations lead at contract manufacturer Autotief. Adding the system to any new or existing SLS workflow is a massive improvement over a manual cleaning and post-processing workflow, he said in the same press release. The Blast also takes stress off of our bodies due to removing the repetitive movement of manual cleaning. The Fuse Blast will begin shipping in early 2024, with a polishing system upgrade available in the first half of the year,